We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody. Hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. A special love shout out to all of our regular listeners, including Nancy, who's here with us as per usual. Carolyn, I was thinking the other day, we have done this show for 10 years,
Carolyn. 10 years. And it only feels like 20.
No, it doesn't feel like 20, but it sure feels like it's been a lot of fun.
And well, every time you say, join us for our two-hour show, I think we're doing 2 hours. It just, you know, flips by so fast.
Yeah, it really, really does. It's so fun. And I think we have such a great audience. I think Nancy has been listening with us probably for that whole time. I mean, she's been with us forever. And I know a lot of our Canadian listeners have been with us for a long time. It's just really fun. I know Deb West was listening earlier. She's been with us for a long time. It's just fun to have such a great audience and to have such great participation. And for people who are so interested and passionate about this process and sharing it with their friends and family. And it's very gratifying. So anyway.
Well, you know, Bob has said that some people say to him, I guess they don't want to say it directly to me, that they don't listen because people are complaining too much, or there's too many negative things, or they don't want to hear about sick people or whatever. But I mean, I don't find that. People listen for the positive bits that will help them, and when we get someone who has a problem, we troubleshoot it and get answers. I think it's a very positive show.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, the reality is that there's a lot of people that are struggling with their health right now, and they don't understand why. And I think you're one of the few naturopathic doctors and regular allopathic doctors, anybody who really actually talks about why, and being the environment that we're living in. It's not, there's really nothing quote unquote wrong with our bodies. In fact, what's going on is our bodies are right. They are responding to all the environmental challenges, and they're still balancing themselves, but those imbalances cause, you know, obesity, which is again a form of balance, you know, cardiovascular issues, still a form of balance, gut issues where the body's trying to, you know, respond and protect the heart and the brain, joint issues where, if you said, Carolyn, the body pushes stuff out away from the heart and the brain into the bones and the joints of the body. The body is doing its darn best to, you know, cope with all the stuff that's being thrown at it. And that's why we feel so strongly that if you boost it and give it the best you can with the assets that we've got, it's the least we can do.
Yeah. And Brad brought up so many good points, because I'm looking for the part in the heart health book where I say with the heart arrhythmias, it's what propels people to the doctor more than any other condition. Here's the words. I'm convinced that AFib is a condition that sends people to the ER more than any other. I've had clients who've gone to the ER dozens of times only to be sent home with a half a dozen drugs and told they must live with their AFib. The anxiety and panic that sets in when their heart beats, quote, like a small animal in the chest, unquote, as one of my clients described, makes a person feel that they are about to die. Who knows how much magnesium is lost during one of these ER visits alone, and how much is lost during an AFib attack. So that's going on. And then, you know, we have people like this 68-year-old female client of mine was treated by several doctors who displayed horrible bedside manner. One of them said, my family doctor said my EKG was abnormal and showed an arrhythmia. He sent me to the doctor from hell, who just told me outright that the bad news was that I would have to be on blood thinners for life. He even knew blood thinners were bad news. I said I wouldn't take them and that I'd done some research on heart arrhythmias and read that a catheter ablation procedure would be my best chance for a cure and a way to avoid blood thinners. He screamed at me that there is no cure for AFib and reminded me that he was the doctor. By the time I got out of his office, I thought I was going to stroke out in the parking lot. And for all that abuse in the space of 10 minutes, he billed my insurance $600. So that's what people are going through. I never went back to him, but the visit just made my AFib much worse. I was scared, so I did a lot of research and found another cardiologist. And he looked at the EKGs and said, the first cardiologist made a mistake, and I had no signs of AFib. He said, I did have PACs, premature atrial contractions. And then he became a fortune teller and told me I would develop AFib down the road. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And a reader of my blog sent me the following case history of how she developed AFib, but the doctors would never admit that her medications were the cause. On and on and on. I mean, it's, yeah. So we know, I mean, when Brad says, you know, I feel horrible, and, you know, I know he doesn't want to phone and just complain, but he's in a situation when your heart is doing weird things and people just kind of dismiss him or want to put him on drugs that aren't going to cure the problem. And it does take a while for the body to get saturated. And like I said, if he started vitamin D in the middle of this and did not increase his REMAG, then his magnesium deficiency symptoms might jump up again. So it's all part of what we're trying to kind of teach people. So that's all in my heart health book. So people should really read that again. So there.
You're so funny. So there. Elma said, our wonderful Alma from Kuwait said, I want to say that Dr. Dean helped me and my family regarding our health. And without your products, I do not know where we would be now. Elma, she says, that's why I want to say thank you, Dr. Dean, for your products. You saved us. She's so sweet. I love her. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. She comes every Monday. Yeah. And then she says she's always got hearts everywhere. She's such a sweetheart. And then William Gunther said, consistency is the key to success. Find what works and keep doing it. So that's right. When we were talking about daily dosing. Terry Rissmiller is typing in, my daughter is facing having to take the jab or lose her job. Any protocol to help fight off the effects of the vaccine? And Alan typed in, try for a religious exemption. And Terry said they don't have to accept a religious exemption. And she said, you can try, you just might get it. And she said she was just told this last week, doesn't have much time. What state is she in, Terry? Because Frontline Doctors Legal Department has great content to share with an employer if she's really concerned about that.
I've had a situation with a friend here who she works from home for the government, and they were all told a few months ago that by December they all had to get vaccine, you know, in home or not, just everybody. They're, you know, they don't want to be bothered, you know, individualizing. That's part of what it is. They don't want to be bothered looking at exemptions. They'll just, no, everybody has to get it. So all of a sudden, out of the blue, they say to her just today, since you are in the Hawaii region, you are not under the mandate and do not need to proceed any further. Your form does not need to be reviewed, because she put in her exemption form. So I read that as, oh, they're starting to, you know, walk it back a bit. They're starting to say, oh, okay, you don't have to do it. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, the more people push, the more they have to respond and do something.
Well, the more employers are being sued. You know, this is the key. And I think people don't, you know, really understand, but it's worth, you know, repeating again, is that the vaccine companies are protected from any judicial behavior because they are exempt from lawsuits because it's a vaccine. Mm-hmm. And the government is exempt from lawsuits unless it's by the state. But employers are eligible to be sued. Mm-hmm. And now what's happening is these companies that are mandating these, the employees are turning around and suing their employer. And you see, they can be held responsible mm-hmm. financially for mm-hmm. people's income. Right now, the United Airlines pilots are organizing a huge lawsuit. The more these mm-hmm. guys are get sued, the mm-hmm. more they're going to stop. And then they're going to be like, oh, well, you know, it's a bit, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, did we forget to tell you, you don't have to get your vaccine. They'll act like they never pushed for it.
Yep.
And yeah, I've often said to people, look, just get a legal letter and make somebody sign it, the doctor who's jabbing you, or in this case, your company, make them sign it to say that if you have any side effects, that they're liable for $1 million lawsuit.
Yeah.
And put that in writing.
Yeah. There's a lot of wonkiness. She's saying she works for a federal contractor in Pennsylvania, and we definitely are not lawyers. But you know, the federal circuit court has a suspension in effect which applies nationally, so mm-hmm. in this very moment right now, she is not required to do it regardless of what they're saying. And if she feels strongly about it, you know, where there's a will, there is a way. Now, if you're trying to petition for her and she doesn't feel as strong and she's indifferent energetically, it's probably not going to be as successful. Because you really have to fight that fight. Every single person on the face of the earth is in a contest for themselves right now. So, you know, you can't, you know, that's my own personal belief. That's from being a spiritual leader. You know, mm-hmm. you have to take that stand for yourself. Mm-hmm. If she's willing to take a stand for herself, she will find a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I agree entirely. There are more words to be said there, but that's enough. That's perfect words.
We can leave it there. So Patrick Babbitt said, I'm making a whipped cream with frozen berries and adding D3K2 pills and restructure to it. Say hi to Dr. Dean for me.
Good for you. I've transitioned to just using the chocolate restructure. It is awesome with the whipped cream and berries.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that sounds good. Chocolate. Yes, that would be mm-hmm. like a chocolate dipped strawberry or chocolate raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Totally addicted to it. But anyway, let's move on from my addictions.
Okay. Yeah, we can't focus on Dr. Dean's addictions. That's very good. Well, thanks everybody for supporting one another, and we'll keep figuring this out. We're all in this together and we will figure it out. So we've got callers holding again. If you want to talk to Dr. Dean, you've got all the numbers, and Deborah's put them here on the station. Let's go to area code 434, Carolyn, shall we? Area code 434, and you can hit *6 to unmute your phone, or the little blue button, either one. There you are. Hello, welcome. Hello?
Bob, are you on the line or something?
No.
Okay, good. Bob's talking.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is Sherry in Virginia. I wanted to say that the REMAG is, I've finally figured out how much I need to be regulated every day, and that's really great to not have to take the magnesium calm, which I didn't like drinking. I take a tablespoon of it, and I take 12,500 of the vitamin D. I take two of the of your DK, DK2, D3K2, and one of it's Country Life vitamin D3, just to get some extra D, and not knowing if I would be taking too much K2 if I took three of those tablets.
Right. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. And I like the way that you're fine tuning it for yourself. That's what's important.
Yeah. I thought maybe I needed a little more D. So, okay. Well, I was wondering if I needed to go up in D, would I then need to also increase my magnesium from a tablespoon?
It's possible, Sherry. And I think your body at this point would tell you, you know, you might get a bit, you know, constipated again or have some deficiency symptoms. But like I said to Brad, I think for every extra couple of thousand units of D, you probably need another half teaspoon of Remag.
Okay. Yeah, because as I said, it does keep me regulated where I am. For a while, I took like another teaspoon, but it became too much, so I backed off and just make a full tablespoon. I also wanted to ask you, I heard you mention something about when you snort the silver, which I've started doing, sometimes it makes your nose hurt. What is the reason for that, or can you do it differently so it doesn't make that sting?
Well, my Pico Silver does not make my mucous membrane sting. What it sometimes does is I feel it in my head as a little bit of brain freeze.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is. It's not a sting. It's that brain freeze pain.
Right. And what that is, it's getting at the sinuses. It's going very deep, which I think is a good sign. I've gotten that feeling when I've done the neti pot and I don't have enough saline, or you know, the formula is a bit off. But I mean, with the Pico Silver, it's kind of instantaneous, and I don't really mind it. I kind of think, Sherry, it's like maybe I don't need so much. It's like getting deep enough, and then I won't do it for a day or so. But if I have a lot of mucus, then I never get that brain freeze. So I think that, you know, so that's how I rationalize it.
Okay. Yeah. And I wanted to share something. I've gone through one bag of the protein powder, and I have another one I'm working on. But what my husband and I discovered is if you put a half of an avocado in each serving, it keeps the protein from breaking down when it's in liquid form. You know, it keeps it from separating is what I'm looking for.
Right.
And it's really, half of an avocado per serving.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So you blend it up, you're blending it up, obviously, then in a blender or mixer.
Yes. It's a blender.
Because otherwise, with just water, you have to keep shaking it up.
It separates. And then the other thing, sometimes in my first one of the day, I'll put a half a cup of decaf in with the avocado, and that's good too.
I can't believe the variations that people come up with, and we've got them listed somewhere, don't we, Ginny? All the recipes, the restructure recipes. She'll come in a second.
Okay. And when Ginny comes back on, I wouldn't mind having the Zoom address. Now, will that let us at home see you guys or not?
Well, it's a great question because Jenny was just, I think she was on one knee begging me to do video of our radio shows in the new year. So it looks like we're going to do that. So I'll have to wash my hair on Mondays now. So yes, we'll be doing it. It looks like we'll be doing video. I have to get, anyway.
Yeah, okay.
I can give you the Zoom. It's no problem. And you can join us on Zoom. And then you won't see us on a static screen. It's still static until we go live, and then you'll be able to see us live and in person on YouTube or on Zoom. So yes, I can definitely share it with you.
Okay, great. And I did go through Melody Rose and make the request of Dr. Dean to put the Pico Silva in the 16 ounce because I go through it so much with, I put a tablespoon a day in my water and then now snorting it. So, yeah. So if you were of a mind to increase the size of that bottle, that would be great.
Yeah. We're doing it.
Yeah. We're, that's our next order. So in the new year, first of the new year, we'll get out the 16 ounce Pico Silver for you, just for you, Sherry.
Okay, thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call, hon. Bye bye.
Bye, love. Yeah, that will be fun to do the radio show live. We'll have to see how it goes, but I think it'll be a good time. I really do. I really do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see, what else are we going to do here? If you've got want to talk to Dr. Dean and you're on the phone, you've got to hit *9. *9 will raise your hand here in the studio and let me know you have a question or comment. Otherwise, your line will remain on mute and we won't know that you want to chitty chat with Dr. Dean. And until somebody hits *9 and we've got another caller, we're probably going to do testimonials and case studies, right, Carolyn?
Right, right. Okay, good. All righty. Michael says, your company is the best I've ever dealt with. Ginny's crew is fantastic. I've been on your products for 10 years now. They have been lifesavers. Thanks for everything. That's sweet. And this is Eric. Oh, he's a doctor. He says, I'm a loyal customer whose health has been dramatically improved by Dr. Dean's total body reset and magnesium protocol. My AFib, which has plagued me since 2006, over 13 years, seems to be on its way out. As of today, I just finished one full month without AFib episodes. That's the longest period free of them in over a year. Thank you for a great experience, which has changed my life. Please thank Dr. Dean personally as I continue to speed toward my second month of being free of AFib.
Go ahead, Carolyn. Sorry. All because?
Because I found her ebook on AFib on the internet. So that's cool. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I mean, we read these AFib testimonials every week, but I'm telling you, unless you've had it, you don't really know what it means to be free of AFib. It's a, it's a wonder. Most cardiovascular doctors don't even know how to get you there. All they do is do what they tell our friend in the first hour, which is, yeah, people get it. It's not serious. Don't worry about it. In the meantime, your heart's about ready to explode out of your chest. You feel like the ground's going to swallow you up. It's nuts.
Well, I mean, there are varieties of arrhythmias. And what happened with the AFib one is when they created new blood thinners, not just the Coumadins, but when they created the new blood thinners, they thought, we have something for AFib now. And they began to, I think, overdiagnose AFib. And they scare people because they say, well, if you have AFib, you can develop a blood clot in the heart that can go to the brain and then you die. So when they have that hammer hanging over your head, you panic, you get anxiety, and you accept the medications. But then you have, you know, people like this doctor who say, well, you know, I'm without episodes. And when you're not experiencing AFib, then you should not be on anticoagulants. So that's our focus, is to get you AFib free, and then you don't have to be on the medication.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Next one, John says, Remite and Remag are both recommended by my doctor and have been helping me get the trace elements I need and keep my blood pressure in check. Awesome. Another one, James says, I'm an AFib sufferer for 10 years, had a catheter ablation 8 years ago, which failed, was getting AFib almost every day, lasting up to 2 to 3 days. Started Remag in May with Himalayan salt and first start. It helped, but still had the AFib. But now, by the end of September, it's almost gone. The odd time is only 100 to 108 beats per minute, lasts very short time. I'm so pleased. I sleep so much better also. It is just wonderful. I'm on 3 teaspoons daily, but may be able to cut back soon after a blood test. So the thing is, I mean, that person, hopefully our customer service told him, well, make sure you get your picopotassium as well and your Remite, because it's not all about the sodium in the Himalayan salt or the magnesium. The potassium is also involved and other minerals. So we try to not make it all about magnesium. Richard says, I developed heart irregularities in my late 20s, which have steadily worsened over time. The symptoms include tachycardia, AFib, and palpitations. Episodes are unpredictable, can last from minutes to days. My cardiologist suggested beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, and finally cardio ablation as possible treatments. My own research eventually led me to the benefits of magnesium with both rate and rhythm issues. What if my problems were due to a mineral imbalance? Could it be that simple? More research led me to the RNA reset, and I've been taking both the magnesium and electrolyte supplements for 8 weeks. After 3 weeks, I experienced a significant reduction in all symptoms and currently have days with no symptoms. All this without medication or surgery. Rather, I am giving my body what it needs to run things properly! Exclamation. It sounds too good to be true, I know, but this has been my experience. I have my life back and I'm trusting my body again. So, I mean, that says so many aspects of what we're trying to get across. People say, could it be that simple? It sounds, I mean, compared to a doctor telling you have to be on 6 medications for the rest of your life to taking some liquid minerals, the doctors poo-poo it, that's for sure. And then after 3 weeks, no symptoms. And he says it sounds too good to be true. So that's another kind of meme that people have in their heads, because they've been told it's so serious. And it is. I mean, it is serious, having your heart be out of rhythm. But he has his life back and is trusting his body again, because allopathic medicine makes you mistrust your body. It's like, why did it give you these symptoms? You know, what bad thing did you do? Mm-hmm. And the doctor will never say, well, the bad thing you did was not take magnesium. and that's it. And we say that. What if it's not a heart rhythm diagnosis? What if the diagnosis is magnesium deficiency?
Yeah. We've got a call, Carolyn. Let's take that call. Are you ready? Yep.
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's go to area code 954. 954, if you could hit *6 on your phone, we'll put you on the line with Dr. Dean. 954. 954, *6. Or the blue button on your screen. Either one, whatever works for you. There we go. Hello, love.
Oh, sorry. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, what's your first name and what's your question?
My first name is Avis.
Avis.
And yeah, I'm Avis Hickson, and I'm not taking your products yet, but I want to look into getting some because my first time I bought your book around 2003. I was having palpitations. I was having restless leg syndrome. My arm went numb. I was having these crazy symptoms. Back and forth. It reminded me of the guy that called in earlier. Back and forth to the emergency room. They give me medication. I start doing some research. I came across your book. Dr. Dean, you saved me. I refused to take the medications they gave me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you had Remag out back then, but I took, I tried magnesium taurate and it didn't really sit well with me.
Mm-hmm.
I tried magnesium glycinate and it made a heck of a difference. I couldn't lie down without my heart beating. I couldn't walk too far without my heart beating. I thought I had a heart condition.
All right.
I couldn't drink coffee. I had to, like, everything was, it was horrible. And I was only 33 at the time.
Mm.
So I started taking magnesium. I felt better. Fast forward to, I just gave birth to my almost 3-year-old. And the birth was not that great. I had some anxiety issues. I ended up with postpartum anxiety. I stopped taking the magnesium I was taking because I think from the anxiety, it made my stomach start to act up and I started to feel like a lump in my throat, like acid, reflux, GERD, whatever, gastritis, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm afraid to take it. So I want to try yours, but I don't know. I'm just so afraid I'm going to get that lump in my throat. It makes me feel like I can't breathe. And my doctor said it's gastritis because I actually had a endoscopy done. And I've been to the cardiologist, pulmonologist, I've been to all kinds of doctors, and I'm having all these crazy symptoms. I think a lot of it is anxiety, but I really need to get back on some magnesium, and I need to get back on some fast.
Right. Well, what we would do, Avis, is tell you to get our Remag and just spray it on your skin.
Really?
And we did. We're working on our Remag lotion. We had it for a number of years and then somehow the formula changed. So you can put Remag on your skin and that way it's not going to, you know, affect your throat or anything. And as you feel better, then you'll be able to swallow it. But that's the way you can take it. That's the way we give it to infants and it's absorbed fully through the skin. So that's how you do it.
There's nothing wrong with my throat per se. It's just anxiety. It causes that.
Yeah, it's
filling
a condition.
Up a lump in your throat.
Yeah, they have a name for it. It's called globus hystericus.
Mm-hmm.
Globus hystericus, which is a horrible sounding thing, but it's where your throat kind of tightens up and it feels like it's a lump. That it's the muscles in the throat just going into spasm, which is a magnesium deficiency symptom itself.
Yes.
So it's this vicious cycle. And yeah, some of those magnesiums, they'll, you know, can be a bit of reflux with them. But with our Remag, it's just a straight magnesium. So it doesn't have any fillers or binders or anything. So you got it. You get the Remag liquid in a bottle, put it in a spray bottle, and just spray it on any part of your body.
If I wanted to take it, like take it orally, you think it would affect my stomach in any kind of way? Because I do have gastritis.
Well, what happens with Remag is it relaxes the stomach itself, relaxes the diaphragm, and the diaphragm muscles are what can go into spasm and cause the reflux. So in fact, we have a ton of people, our customers tell us that they're reflux goes away when they're taking Remag. And what you do with it, it's a powerful magnesium. So we just tell people to start with a quarter of a teaspoon and work up to a couple of teaspoons. And a quarter of a teaspoon, what is that? 75 milligrams. A whole teaspoon is 300 milligrams. And even with a quarter teaspoon, you know, we have some customers who'll write in and say, I'm taking a quarter teaspoon. I feel so much better. So even with that little bit, because it goes right into the cells and goes to work, it will help with sleep, with anxiety, you know, postpartum depression tends to be magnesium deficiency and also zinc deficiency. Zinc is used up with all the wounding that happens when you have a birth. So you can look into all these things. You can phone up our customer service and discuss everything and see what all you should be taking. But yeah, start with the REMAG.
Okay, and it's safe. I have first degree heart block and I get PVCs. So is it safe to take with the Winky Block?
The first degree heart block, what some people say is magnesium slows the heart down, but it does not slow down a heart that's not already beating too fast. So what we know about magnesium is people need 300 to 600 milligrams a day. And if you look at your diet, you know, you're lucky if you're getting 200 milligrams. So
lucky if that much.
Yeah. So what we say with the REMAG, it's like you're just getting your dietary amount of magnesium. It's not like a medication, in other words.
Right. Yeah, because I'm sitting here now with both of my eyelids twitching, muscle twitching everywhere. And I know, I don't know if it's from the anxiety or it's just me being deficient in magnesium. And also my vitamin D is at a level of 24.
Right,
I supplemented 3 months with a high dose of the D2, which is not the good one to take. So I probably need to pick up some of your vitamin D3 also.
Right. Yeah, because what makes vitamin D activated is magnesium. So, I mean, and the twitching, any sort of muscle or nerve twitching, it's magnesium deficiency, unless they can prove it's something else. It's all the muscles and the nerves depend on magnesium.
Dr. Dean, what about the burning and numbness and tingling? And my vitamin B12 levels are good, so I don't think it's vitamin B12.
Well, like I said, the nerves depend on magnesium. So any sort of nerve tingling, burning is related to magnesium deficiency as well. If you, I think in my REMAG book, I probably have listed the 65 conditions that are related to magnesium deficiency. And I talk about all those symptoms. And I just found Googling first degree heart block does not usually require medical diagnosis. However, it's thought that the condition is the result of low potassium or low magnesium. So there.
I actually went to the emergency room a couple months ago and my potassium, it wasn't crazy low, but it was low enough for them to give me a potassium pill.
Wow. So, yeah. Okay. And we have pico potassium as well. But yeah, you have a lot of good questions. You've done a lot of your own research. So you might benefit from talking to one of our customer service people. Every one of them is on the products. They know them personally. They're not going to give you medical advice, but just give you information and answer your questions.
Okay, great.
Okay. So
all right. Thank you, Dr. Dean.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Start with the REMAG and either spray it on or start with a quarter teaspoon. Okay. And you put that in a big glass of water and also start putting a pinch of sea salt in the water. When you get your first products, there'll be paperwork there that talks about hydrating yourself, you know, getting enough liquids and all that important stuff as well. Okay.
And I'll get the same amount of magnesium from spraying it on my skin as if I was taking it?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome.
Perfect and awesome.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome, Mavis. You too, hon. The worst is over.
Bye. Yes, I hope so. Gosh.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, hon. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm so excited for how good Avis is going to feel.
Yes.
I can already tell she's going to feel amazing because everything her stuff is simple. That's great. Yeah.
Very, I know. Very, I mean, for her, it's like horrible, and she's not getting the answer she needs in all her trips to the ER. But we know that it is a matter of getting back on a magnesium, because she knows the magnesium helped her before, but then it started to reflux on her, and she's been missing it. So when she takes Remag, it's so much cleaner. It'll be exactly what she needs.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Very exciting. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's some comments from the chat line. Just wanted to, Alan said, it is a wonder to be without AFib and how blessed we are to have Dr. Dean. We have no idea how wonderful it is. Forget about those who don't know of the show and the product. So I said, we're going to track them all down and make us watch it next, make them watch us next year. And then Patrick's very excited about our 16-ounce Pico Silver. So that's very fun. Thomas said, we can always Google you, but what do you recommend for arthritis? And what in your product portfolio should we take for migraines? So, of course, we know always to start with magnesium and then to cut out the calcium dairy part of the for the arthritis. What else would you like to share, Carolyn?
Well, arthritis, you know, since we've been using Pico Silver and people say it's helping their arthritis, we've been talking about that a bit more because in Chinese medicine, they say that in order to protect the internal organs from subclinical infections, the divergent meridians of the body direct the infection to the joints. So arthritis, which is an inflammation, anything that says itis is an inflammation. Where we can look at Pico Silver, we can look at Remag for inflammation as well. And if it's related to yeast overgrowth, like toxins that gravitate toward the joints, you can look at the yeast management. I think it was in my latest edition of the Magnesium Miracle. I finally talked about arthritis. I didn't talk about it much before, but you can call customer service and ask for, you know, what I've written about arthritis. Migraines, you know, hands down, magnesium deficiency is the main cause of migraine headaches. So you start with the Remag, and then you do look at allergens, like Ginny was saying. Well, it's sugar, wheat, and dairy, or sugar, gluten, and dairy are the three biggies that seem to affect people. But it's almost like, you know, somebody will come to us, say, with AFib and say, what'll I do? And we tell them, and then all of a sudden, oh, my arthritis is better. No, I'm no longer getting those, you know, migraines I used to have once a month. Or someone might come to us and say, I get migraines every day. And they'll start with the Remag and start taking some other ARPA formulas, and all kinds of other things clear up. So we just keep on telling people, try to take as many of the completement formulas as you can so that you'll improve the health of your whole body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yesterday, I learned from you and Taylor as I watched your video, which we are preparing for public consumption, that selenium and zinc are so important too in the body, and that's in Remite. So we don't want to leave those out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For controlling inflammation. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Let me see if there's anything else on the chat line before we press on. Okay. Nope. Let's press on.
Pressing on. More testimonials. Somebody here who is named Scott says, I've been using Dr. Dean's Remag, Remite, Pico Silver, Pico Potassium, Recalcium, Vitamin C, Reset Powder since August of 2020. So it's just over a year, and have benefited from them quite a bit. I've noticed I sleep better, feel better, have more energy, and Remag especially has helped me with ability to walk long distances which I could not do for years. The Pico Silver has helped me with many nagging things like earwax issues, sinus issues, and more. Besides all that, I have also referred these fabulous products to three of my friends, and so far two. I don't know if he didn't finish the sentence. When it comes to customer service and help, I have had several wonderful interactions with shipping and ordering staff, and ability to ask questions. I highly recommend any and all of Dr. Carol Dean's products found on her website. Get yours today. So Scott turns into an advert. But it's so funny for me when, you know, I'll read this and say, all of Dr. Dean's products. I never thought I'd be a product seller. Seriously. I mean, it's so weird to me that here I have all these incredible formulas and they're helping people. It's awesome.
You're not a product
James
seller.
James says, I began sleeping every night for 4 to 6 hours after suffering from insomnia for many years. I've taken many herbs and things for sleep, but nothing has worked like Remag. I've also tried other magnesium supplements before that didn't help. Also, I take between 3/4 and 1 teaspoon of Remag mixed with water and sip before bed. Wonderful product. So he probably takes some during the day and then an extra bit at night. And we tell people who have insomnia that that's what they can do. Terry says, I've been using the Total Body Defense Bundle consistently and noticed that I have more strength and stamina that lasts me all day. Brian says, this product works amazing. Now, I don't know if he's talking about Remag or not. Let's see. A month ago, I had restless legs at night that left me sleepless for about 2 weeks. In addition to the restless leg, I also had twitchy muscles that would keep waking me up. The experience was one of the worst I've ever had in my life. I finally started researching and saw that it was related to magnesium deficiency. Went to my doctor, requested blood work to be done. They wouldn't do it, so I decided to take matters in my own hands, started experimenting. Came across this product, so it must be Remag, after looking around, and it's been like night and day. After using it, I'm finally sleeping and getting some rest. I'm not totally all the way back, but I'm a hell of a lot better than I was before. So there we have Brian. Will I continue, Ginny? I guess so. So this is... those were all men from leftover testimonials from our men's week. So this is from the women's week. Can you please talk about when a young girl may start her period for the first time and what to expect? Well, girls start their period when they reach 100 pounds. So it's a weight, not an age, which is interesting. And unfortunately, if the diet is bad and... they don't exercise, they can have very irregular periods. And then young girls are often put on the pill to, quote, regulate them. But what the pill does is just, it suppresses totally the whole menstrual cycle. It just stops it. It gives the body enough hormones to think that it's like has a mini pregnancy. So it's really inappropriate. And I think the birth control pill has led to infertility issues because of the suppression of the normal cycles. And she continues, how do minerals support the body even at that stage? Well, the minerals are important at the cellular level. They're important for making hormones and for balancing the body for, you know, girls who get cramps, for example. Ginny just texted me that my volume had been down. So I don't know. How many words did you miss there, Ginny?
We didn't miss any words of yours, but you were missing something that I was saying.
Oh, you just banged your microphone against one of your puppy dogs, I think.
Did you what I was saying was, Carolyn, are you, I have never heard in my whole life that a woman's period starts at the weight of 100 pounds.
Well, it's true. And I have written about it in my, maybe not in, could have been in the women's health book, but yeah, that's true. That's why, you know, young girls who are very overweight, they can start having their period when they're 8 and 9 years old because they're 100 pounds. So they have enough fat, and the fat then is the building block for making your estrogens.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. And then the opposite is where you have these young athletes who, you know, should be menstruating, and maybe they had been, but they exercise so much that they lose all their body fat, they drop their weight, and they stop their periods.
Right. That was the other thing. Or the really tall, skinny girls that mm-hmm. have a hard time gaining weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I looked up every once in a while. I look up to see if I somehow my volume has gone. Shall I continue with a couple of more? I know we've only got a few more minutes. Maybe we should just stop now and say what's coming up in our world. What's coming up in our world, Jenny?
Well, one thing that's coming up, we are going to get the Remag lotion. I swear we are. We're going to get it in December this time. But I think we're going to have that between now and the end of the year. So that's exciting. And the 16-ounce Pico Silver. But what's really exciting is we are doing our Black Friday sale. I think everybody started Black Friday. Like, I got a note from Walmart, like, November 1st. It's Black Friday. I'm like, calm down, people. It is not. But that sale that you've been waiting for is coming. So we're going to have that for you. And what other good things we've got going on? We're going to have Renew back in stock. Our vitamin D3K2. Very good point by one of our earlier callers about the high dose vitamin D. We decided to pull it back a little bit. So I think this version is only about 3,500 IUs versus the 5,000. So it will be easier to add incrementally and not feel like you're getting too much when you're at that 10,000 mark and you want to go up a little bit more, that you'll be able to do that. So now 3 capsules is going to give you about 12,000 something. And I think that's going to be a little bit better for our customer base because they were a little concerned with that 5,000. So we're going to try this one, see how you guys like it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's about it, Carolyn. We're just busy, busy. We're going to do the new show next year. Got to figure that out. And the Black Friday.
Yeah, our show video. I mean, here I am sort of pulling on my hair and, you know, checking, Googling and everything. I don't know how it's going to work. I'm not going to be just a face sitting there talking. I'm busy.
Well, you are, and you will be. And I think that's the thing that's going to be fun is everybody will be able to see how really busy you are because you're always doing your research. You're looking at everything. You're looking at your past show notes and reflecting on things that you've talked to other people about. So
it and will I'm be. Typing, I'm typing the words. It's you are. Like, I'm not even, I'm not looking at the camera. So anyway, the Remag lotion, okay, we're getting it, but are we going to have it be able to dump it right on the store right away?
Now let me be clear. The Black Friday sale starts next Monday, not tonight. So I want to be clear about that. So it'll be the 22nd. I don't know now about where we are with the... Rachel, would you come in and just talk to me really quick? Because she's texting me, telling me things.
Mm.
Rachel, what are you saying? Remag lotion, we'll get it in and get it out as quickly as we can, but it won't be in time for the Black Friday sale. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if she's going to be able to come in. We've run out of time, but we'll be back next week and we'll sort everything out. In the meantime, we have your front and your back, and Dr. Bean's got everything else you need.
It just wouldn't let me, but yeah, I've just noticing the website says it's on sale, but when you go to the actual out checkout, it's not on sale. So there's a little glitch on the computer. Great show tonight. I loved it, but I better shut up because it's time to show the end. Bye.
Thanks. Thank you, Rachel, our most famous producer. Okay, Ginny, great show. Thank you. Awesome. Aloha, everybody.
Aloha. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.